It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. The average American spends over 5 hours per day on their smartphone, using apps for everything from health to socializing to work. BioNutrient Food Association founder Dan Kittredge hopes to develop yet another use for this technology, measuring nutrient density in food.
The end game concept being that in your smartphone, one of the cameras is a spectrometer, and you can take a picture of the beef or the milk and get a real-time reading.
The technology already exists in a handheld device, and if used more broadly, it could inform not only consumer purchasing decisions, but farmer decisions as well.
We're going to be able to engage much more intelligently with nature. And so with the metadata that we have about management and causal factors, we can be able to flash a light at the corn plant while it's growing and say, oh, it looks like we need 2 grams of cobalt applied per acre as a foliar spray. The B12 levels aren't quite there. So that ability to in real time modulate fertility and management practices for growers will maximize the functional build of soil carbon and ecosystem function. The opportunity to realize the regenerative vision of agriculture being a systemic solution to the climate dynamics becomes much more plausible.
This possibility across the food supply chain could certainly shape the future of farming. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.